Good evening, this is Akashwani. I'm Lalima Aneja Dang with the World News. Indian Air Force leads rescue efforts under Operation Sagar Bandhu as Cyclone Dithwa claims 193 lives in Sri Lanka. Death toll from floods and landslide in Southeast Asia crosses 600 mark. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu seeks formal pardon from President Isaac Herzog amid ongoing corruption cases. U.S. officials to meet Ukrainian negotiators in Florida today to end the Russia-Ukraine war. And in cricket, India defeats South Africa by 17 runs in first ODI at Ranchi. Virat Kohli and Rohit Sharma set new ODI records. In Sri Lanka, relief efforts are underway for people affected by Cyclone Dithwa, which has claimed 193 lives so far. The Indian Air Force has pressed in domestic support operations. A C-17 aircraft of the Indian Air Force today airlifted NDRF teams and equipment from Pune and Vadodara to Chennai, enabling rapid deployment of over 300 NDRF personnel and around 35 tons of essential gear. Here's more from our Colombo correspondent.
Rescue efforts in Sri Lanka under Operation Sagar Bandhu intensified today as an Indian Air Force Mi-17 helicopter carried out a dramatic airlift. 24 people, including 12 Indians and 10 other foreigners, two Sri Lankans and a pregnant woman, were flown safely to Colombo along with three critical casualties. Meanwhile, NDRF teams continued relief and rescue efforts at Puttalam and Badulla. Ahmed Muin Farooqi, Akashwani News, Badulla.
The death toll from floods and landslides caused by torrential rains across three countries in Southeast Asia climbed past 600, officials said today, as relief efforts for tens of thousands of displaced people continued over the weekend. 435 were reported dead in Indonesia, 170 in Thailand and 3 in Malaysia. A report.
Rescue and relief officials in these countries are still trying to get access to many flood-hit areas. In Indonesia, many areas were cut off due to blocked roads, while damage to telecommunications infrastructure has hampered communication. Rescue teams used helicopters to deliver aid to people in areas that could not be reached by road. Over 4 million people have been affected in the three countries together. A rare tropical storm formed in the Malacca Strait caused heavy rains and wind gusts, leading to large-scale devastation in Indonesia, Malaysia, and Thailand for a week. Amrit Bhushan, World News Desk.
The death toll has risen to 146 in the fire at 7 high-rise residential buildings in Hong Kong, while the fate of 150 people is still unclear as search operations continued on the fifth day. 8 people, including a woman connected with the renovation work of the buildings that caught fire on Wednesday, were arrested by Hong Kong's anti-corruption body for allegedly using inflammable and substandard materials. Hong Kong is observing a 3-day mourning period to remember people who died in a massive fire at the Wang Fuk Court apartment complex. Top U.S. officials are meeting Ukrainian negotiators in Florida today to push for an end to Russia's war ahead of key talks in Moscow with Vladimir Putin this week. Secretary of State Marco Rubio, Special Envoy Steve Witkoff and Jared Kushner, the son-in-law of U.S. President Donald Trump, were expected to sit down with the Ukrainian delegation to further hash out the details of a proposed peace proposal. Secretary of the National Security and Defense Council of Ukraine and head of the Ukrainian delegation, Rustam Umerov, together with the team, is already on the way to the United States. The meeting will take place without Zelensky's top aide, Andriy Yermak, who resigned on Friday after anti-corruption agencies conducted searches at his apartment. This is Akashwani, and you are listening to The World News. We bring you top international news and updates from around the globe. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has formally asked President Isaac Herzog for a pardon amid ongoing corruption cases. President Herzog's office acknowledged the request, stating it will be considered responsibly. The pardon process involves consulting the Justice Ministry and considering public interest. This move comes amid ongoing legal battles and after US President Donald Trump urged Herzog to pardon Netanyahu in cases filed in 2019, accusing him of bribery, fraud and breach of trust. In the US, at least 4 people were killed and 10 injured in a shooting during a family gathering in Stockton City of California last night. The suspected shooter has not been caught yet. According to local police spokesperson, the shooting took place at a banquet hall, victims including juveniles and adults, as they were attending a child's birthday party. 15 countries have issued a joint statement at the 80th United Nations General Assembly Third Committee openly condemning China's grave and systematic human rights violations within its borders and beyond. The countries include Australia, Israel, Japan, Latvia, Lithuania, Ukraine, the United States and the United Kingdom. The statement accused the Chinese authorities of running an extensive architecture of repression involving mass arbitrary detentions, forced labor, invasive surveillance and restrictions on religious and cultural freedoms. In British Parliament, Labour MP John McDonnell has raised grave concerns over the worsening human rights situation in Balochistan. McDonnell has submitted 3 written parliamentary questions and tabled an early day motion. The EDM voices deep alarm over recent incidents in Balochistan, including a drone strike in Zahri, Khuzdar district that allegedly killed 6 civilians, 4 of them children. It also condemns the detention of 5 Baloch women by Pakistani security forces. The British government is now obligated to respond to the questions within 3 days. In Kyrgyzstan, early parliamentary elections to elect 90 deputies to the country's unicameral legislature began today. On September the 25th, Kyrgyzstan's parliament voted to dissolve itself, citing concerns over the close timing of the upcoming presidential and parliamentary elections. Hondurans began casting ballots to elect a new president, a new Congress, as well as hundreds of local positions today. As Central America nation will elect a new president, U.S. President Donald Trump threw his support behind conservative presidential candidate Nasri Tito Asfura. Earlier, Trump shocked Hondurans by announcing that he would pardon ex-president Juan Orlando Hernandez, who was serving a 45-year sentence in a U.S. prison for helping drug traffickers moving cocaine to the United States. Former Bangladesh Prime Minister Khalida Zia remains in critical condition at a Dhaka hospital as her family and the Bangladesh National Party prepare for a possible medical transfer abroad. BNP Secretary General Mirza Fakhrul Islam Alamgir said that the 80-year-old opposition leader is in the coronary care unit at Evercare Hospital under the supervision of a medical board. In men's cricket, India defeated South Africa by 17 runs in the opening match of the 3-match ODI series at the JSCA International Stadium Complex in Ranchi today. Chasing a target of 350 runs in 50 overs, South Africa were all out for 332 with 4 balls to spare. For South Africa, Matthew Britsk was the top scorer with 72 runs. In the first innings, Virat Kohli lit up the innings with a super 135 off 120 balls, registering his 52nd one-day international 100. Kohli set a new world record for the most centuries in a single format in international cricket. Meanwhile, Rohit Sharma achieved the world record for the most sixes hit in ODI cricket. In badminton, the duo of Teresa Jolly and Gayatri Gopichand clinched the women's doubles crown at the Sayed Modi International in Lucknow today. The Indian duo clinched the Sayed Modi International 2025 title after defeating Japan's 8-seeded duo of Kaho Osawa and Mai Tanabe. And now the headlines once again. Indian Air Force leads rescue efforts under Operation Sagar Bandhu as Cyclone Dithwa claims 193 lives in Sri Lanka. Death toll from floods and landslide in Southeast Asia crosses 600 mark. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu seeks formal pardon from President Isaac Herzog amid ongoing corruption cases. US officials to meet Ukrainian negotiators in Florida today to end the Russia-Ukraine war. And in cricket, India defeats South Africa by 17 runs in first ODI at Ranchi. Virat Kohli and Rohit Sharma set new ODI records. And that concludes tonight's World News Bulletin. For more updates, stay tuned to Akashwani. Good night.